And on the line now is Willem Els, who's a Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Willem, thanks so much for chatting with us. I was just looking, and I haven't been able to find online any reaction from the South African government to what's happened this weekend. Have you seen any response from the South African government?
Good day to you. Yes, there was one response from actually the deputy president, who actually condemned it and pledged that they stand with Iran. So that was actually anticipated because of our close ties with Iran, being in BRICS and being a close ally with them. So I think we should see that against the background of our allegiance there.
Yeah, no surprises, you say. Who are the allies in common between Iran and South Africa?
Well, it's been going back for some time. So, MTM, one of our major telecom corporations, they are very active. They're the biggest telecoms organization in Iran. But also we have some developments where companies like Sasol and so on also invested there because of the oil industry and our links with that. So yeah, there are several South African companies that are actually doing business there.
Do you think this will have any impact on those South African companies?
Yeah, I think it might have impact. In the first place, the economy of Iran, we anticipate that is going to go even more down. We also anticipate that the currency will actually fall against the dollar, so the currency will be much less worth, and that might impact our companies there. But also, Sasol being there, they invested in some of the refineries and some of the infrastructure there, and we saw last night that infrastructure actually started to come under attack by the Israeli Air Force.
Willem, what about the implications of Iran being a funder of terrorist organizations? What do you think is going to happen in that respect after the Israeli strikes?
Yeah, we see that they anticipated, and they also maybe hoped that they refer to it as the axis of resistance, and those are the proxy organizations in Iraq and in Syria, but also in Lebanon and in Yemen and also with Hamas, that they anticipated or they expected that they are going to retaliate and to act. But up till now, we saw that there was only one incident that was recorded where one of the American bases came under attack from inside Iraq. So it seems that hasn't realized. We also see that the only country currently in the region that is actually a border country from Iran, Pakistan, actually came out in support. But for the rest of the countries in the region, they are very quiet.
I'm just looking at some reports that the price of U.S. crude oil and Brent surged 7% on Friday after Iran retaliated against Israel, and also comments coming through that the conflict between Israel and Iran could benefit Russia by pushing up global oil prices. And that refers to what you said earlier. Also comments that it could draw international attention away from Ukraine. Any comments you can make on that?
Yeah, obviously, Ukraine has been a hotspot with the war on Russia for some time, and I think appetite for that from a news perspective actually, it started to wane, but now it is going to be overshadowed, or it is being overshadowed by the happenings in the Middle East. We also see that. Remember that Russia and China are also some of the allies of Iran, part of BRICS, but also we saw with the war in Ukraine that it seems that they're also actively involved, supplying weapons and drones and so on. So we see that might happen, but also the oil, two things that might actually influence the oil prices is, of course, the refineries and the gas fields that have been bombed, but also, there's a possibility that Iran might actually try to close the Strait of Hormuz, and that might actually prevent some of the neighboring countries also exporting their oil. And just the possibility of that already and uncertainty may have an impact on the rising oil prices. So it's early days. I don't think this is going to go over very soon. So it's going to pan out, especially if Iran starts to block the Strait of Hormuz, then their vessels and their navy might come under attack, not only by Israel, but also by the neighboring countries and the USA.
And following on that, like you say, oil prices are already rising. How vulnerable is South Africa to a protracted conflict in the Gulf region, especially if the Strait of Hormuz was to be closed?
Yeah, you know, the bulk of our oil comes from that region, so that is going to influence us really severely, especially the oil prices rise. But also we see that the dollar started to climb and the rand started to weaken. So it will be a two-way street there, where the oil prices are rising and the rand weakening, and that is going to have a severe impact on our oil price, on our petrol price.
You say the rand has already started to weaken. Have we seen any other early signs of capital flight or market instability in South Africa due to these tensions?
Yeah, I think it's on a knife edge in South Africa, because you know South Africa professes to be neutral and non-aligned, but being in the camp of BRICS might come back to bite us. We don't know. We have to see. And because of South Africa's sentiments and recent utterances by some of our senior politicians, it might have a negative effect on our economy as well.
As you say, we need to wait and see what happens with South Africa and groups like BRICS. But in your opinion, could South Africa's strong pro-Iran and anti-Israel stance affect its role in international bodies like BRICS or the United Nations?
Well, in BRICS, they found allegiance. So not all the countries in BRICS are as strong as South Africa in their position towards Iran and against Israel. But we see that in there are some other countries that are also supporting South Africa. But we run the risk of being isolated in the United Nations because of our allegiance, especially if Iran actually pushes some more and it develops into a regional conflict, that might jeopardize South Africa's stance, yes.
And how do you see South Africa's condemnation of Israel's strike influencing its diplomatic standing globally, particularly with Western allies and the global South?
Yeah, you know, the world is currently divided about that. South Africa's stance and the stance of South Africa against Israel actually goes back to the apartheid era, where the allegiance was already there between the ANC back then and the Arab and the Palestinians. So South Africa remains steadfast in their support for them and also in their rhetoric. They are quite a lot of lobby groups within South Africa, even though they are minority groups, they are very strong and very vocal, advocating and pushing the agenda. But, you know, South Africa might actually benefit more by taking a more neutral stance, as they mentioned, that they are new non-aligned. And that might actually ease the tensions in South Africa, but also maybe improve our standing in the international arena.
And that is Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Thank you so much for joining us on this special program, updating and assessing and analyzing what is happening in Israel and Iran.